Today's show is brought to you by automated self-service car washes. Get your car clean while pretending you're a submarine commander.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve. Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch. Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done. I'm done with this script.
You're having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Is that a real show?
No, it's somebody's making a joke.
Good morning, my American family.
We show girls love on Valentine's Day, and they let us blow stuff up on the 4th of July.
That's so American.
It's freedom, baby, yeah.
I'm an American, aren't I?
You are an American success story, no doubt about that.
You're out of shape even for an American.
We are celebrating our freedom and our manhood.
Stand back while I celebrate freedom.
That's freedom. That's America.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. America. America. Anyway, hi. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa device. How in the heck does that even work? Well, you have to enable the skill, and then you can listen to our feature channel and our live show when we're live on Radio 434 on the Alexa device. You simply say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and she will. And then every time you want to listen after that, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can also listen to our podcast on the Alexa device. That's even easier. So here's how it works. We do the live show. For those of you that are maybe just joining us, we do the live show from mid-mornings at this point. It's typically between 8-ish and 11-ish. And we repack all the live show segments for that day into a full-length podcast. We do the show Monday through Friday each day, and then we repack each day's show into a full-length podcast. All the interviews, all the bits, all the segments, things like this, everything gets repacked, minus the music that we play on Radio 434 in between the segments. And then that drops usually around noon or so, and you can find it on Alexa very easily by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will. You can also search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, or even go to our website, radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel, and there's a link to the podcasts, and we even do a video simulcast on Facebook Live that you can share with your friends. If you have not liked us, like us long time. Go to at the Mike Show VA. It's all one word, no spaces, at the Mike Show VA. And that's good for Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, X, Twitter. Haven't twattered anything in the recent days, but I'll get on that. I'm gonna twat some Twitter tweet. Do they even they don't tweet anymore? I guess I'm gonna X something very soon. Maybe, I don't know. We're even on the MySpace, MySpace Tom is our only friend. All right, coming up on today's program. We've got Chris joining us from United Way of Central Virginia. It is Way Wednesday. We're going to talk about Hill City Slide, and we're going to talk about, well, the kickoff of the fiscal year, which means the kickoff to fundraising from the United Way of Central Virginia for partner agencies and for programs that they support right here in Central Virginia. We're also going to do, of course, we're going to get really smart with your five random facts. We're going to get really, really dumb with your stupid criminals in dot news. And then we've got some good news and stuff. So if you want to throw off your whole day, I mean, just throw it off. Skip coffee and don't brush your teeth. All right. We're going to talk about this. If you're having a bad day and if you're having a rough morning and you might just be ready for the long weekend. Right. But you may be having a bad day if you skipped one or more of these things. So we're going to talk about that. Plus, we've turned it into a top list. Top things you can do in the morning to guarantee you'll have an awesome day. All right, there we go. That and so much more on this edition of The Mike Show. All right, get rid of that. Coming up, we've got that. We've got not headline news. All the stuff and things. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866, and please visit their website freeclinicva.org to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Morning time is fun. Work or school is where you should be. It'll go on your permanent record if there's another incident of you being tardy. Coffee sometimes causes stomach distress, so you should maybe get your caffeine from a carbonated cola instead, I guess.
The Mike Show. Hi. All right. That sounds like the start of a bad day. It's supposed to be fun, but it doesn't always turn out that way. If you're having a rough morning, as we mentioned, you might just be ready for the long weekend, or you may have skipped one or more of these things. A poll by the mattress brand Naturepedic asked people to name little things that can throw off their entire day. Here are the top five. We'll do it from the bottom up, because that's the way I like to do it. Number five on the list, skipping your morning workout. I guess I've had about 10,000 bad days in a row then, because... I don't know. Number four on the list, not showering. We got to emphasize these with some sounds. Not showering.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Maybe. I don't know. Not drinking any water. Oh, that's okay. Let me tell you about my morning routine. And if I don't do any of these, if I like miss one or two of these steps, I can relate. I really have a bad time. I start off, well, I do a mouth rinse when I first get up, because, you know, you don't want to drink a big, tall glass of water when you've got all that oogie stuff in your mouth, right?
Like I may need a kidney transplant.
Exactly. You don't want to do that. So I do a mouth rinse, and then I will drink a big, big, tall glass of water, and then I'll make my coffee. And then, you know, and then, of course, the morning constitutional, and then usually a shower, and get ready for the morning and head on in to the studio. Oh yeah. And then the other beverage of choice is V8. And I typically like the tomato-based V8, but Tab has lately been been getting the V8 green juice, and it's actually pretty good. So anyway, so that's number three, not drinking any water. That can throw off your morning. Forgetting to brush your teeth. Well, I mean, not quite. And then not having coffee, either because you forgot or you didn't have time. That has happened. I've actually made my coffee. We have the Keurig, and I've made my coffee, but I've forgotten to put it in, you know, put it in my Yeti here. And anyway, so yeah, you get in, you get into the office, and then you're like, oh crap, where's my coffee? The survey found the average morning routine takes 30 minutes, and it takes 25 minutes before we feel fully awake. It also found waking up on the wrong side of the bed is a real thing. 37% of people can tell if they're about to have a bad day within the first 10 minutes of waking up, because it usually starts off with, you know, something like that, and then...
you idiot!
Yeah, exactly. That'll just totally mess up your day. Turning a bad day into a good one is possible, though. And the top things that can prevent a bad day are eating a good breakfast. I did not have any breakfast. Getting some fresh air. I did do that. Drinking water. And taking time to scratch? Oh, stretch. Well, I did both. I scratched and stretched and sniffed. Anyway, so that brings us to our top list. Now that we know the things you can do in the morning that would ruin your day, let's explore the opposite with today's list of the top things we can do in the morning to guarantee you will have an awesome day. All right, here we go. Number one, mouthwash already contains alcohol, so go all in and rinse with Fireball whiskey. Yeah. Top things that you can do in the morning to guarantee you will have an awesome day. Call in sick. Top things you can do in the morning to guarantee you'll have an awesome day. Think about all the things you have to look forward to today, like coming home and going back to sleep. Fill your commute with songs that make you punch the air and scream, hell yeah, like Thunderstruck, Enter Sandman, or anything by Anya. Top things you can do in the morning. To guarantee you will have an awesome day, do something deeply restorative, like yoga, or looking up an old high school classmate on Facebook to see how fat and bald they are. What? Top things you can do in the morning to guarantee you will have an awesome day. Squeeze in a quickie with that special someone you wake up next to. FYI, this might turn awkward if you're on a weekend hunting trip with the fellas, you know.
Nice beaver.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I just had it stuffed.
Yeah, let me help you with that.
Top things you can do in the morning to guarantee you will have an awesome day. Go for a jog. Okay, that's far enough.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Stop it. That's not what I meant. Top things you can do in the morning to guarantee you will have an awesome day. Take a moment to appreciate everything you have, like a spouse, kids, and an office on the other side of town that lets you avoid them. What? Anyway, it's The Mike Show coming up. What are we doing? Oh, yeah, we've got news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
It's easy to get lost in all the solar ads from companies you've never heard of. But when you work with Earthright, you get real people you can call, text, or meet face-to-face. We're right here in Central Virginia. And when things go wrong, or when you just need a question answered, we're not a 1-800 number. We're your neighbors, and we're here for the long run.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit danvillebhotel.com or theholbrookdanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Beaches in six states may have to close for the 4th of July due to high levels of harmful bacteria. Dang, where's that Jaws mayor when you need him? Delta was named the best airline in the U.S. Spirit came in ninth. But keep in mind, there are only seven airlines in the U.S. Ravens kicker Justin Tucker was suspended 10 weeks for misconduct at massage parlors. He said he'll use the time to get a grip on himself. And a record low 58% of U.S. adults say they're proud to be an American, which is a bad sign for Lee Greenwood's ticket sales. This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It is the Mike Show, however. Taking a look at tower cam position number, what is that, four? It's at the river. Taking a look at the river. We're even going to pan this way a little bit. No, we can't see in anybody's windows. Sorry. Let's pan back the other way. Pan back. Coming up. We are going to get so much more smarter with five random facts. That is all on the way. But I have this story for you for the 4th of July. And also, just a program note, we are off for the 4th of July, and that is Friday. So we'll be taking that day off. So tomorrow will be our last day this week. We are back next week, the 7th through the 11th. And then on the 12th through the 20th, I am on vacation. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. So just in case you're keeping score, that'll impact your 14th through the 18th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th. Yeah. So the 14th through the 18th. There will be no live show, and I will be basking in glorious beach and ocean and inlet and Big Sam's and Orange Crushes and I can't wait, cannot wait. We still have a show to do. And we've got the 4th of July, and if you're throwing a 4th of July party, a new poll found it will not be perfect unless it has one of these four things. 2,000 people were asked to name the top must-haves at a 4th of July party. So the top things we'd be bummed to not see are here. All right, number four, we'll do it from the bottom up. Outdoor games. Cornhole is always a safe bet. A recent ranking of the best backyard games put cornhole at the top, followed by bocce. Great music. So make sure you've got a playlist ready to go, or you can just turn on Radio 434, and you'll always have great music at your 4th of July party. Fireworks, of course, but that's only number two. That's not even the top position here of must-haves, fireworks. It's not possible in some areas, and don't break any laws, but it is the second big thing on the list. And then finally, number one, classic barbecue foods. You can get fancy if you want, but half of the people surveyed, that's 1,000 people in this survey, said they would be bummed if things like burgers and hot dogs were not an option as well. All right. Like I said, coming up, we've got your five random facts. We've got Audio Vault a little bit later on. Now, this portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go, we don't know what you do, and quite frankly, it's probably really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
So, yeah. Here we go, number one. Macaulay Culkin's middle name was Carson at birth, but a while back, he legally changed his middle name to Macaulay Culkin. So now his full name is Macaulay Culkin. Yeah. Number two, the three most painful insect stings are from the bullet ant, the warrior wasp, and the tarantula hawk spider wasp. What the hell is a tarantula hawk spider wasp? Let me see if I can find a picture of this. Let's share that. Oh my. Good. Okay, well, I mean, it's on a flower. It's a pollinator. So it doesn't look that bad, right? It's a... Good Lord. There it is, dragging a paralyzed orange-kneed tarantula. Tarantulas are bad, I guess, so that might be a good thing, but... Ah! Good Lord, look at its stinger! That's... Goodness gracious, look at that thing. That is just ginormous. That's what she said. Anyway, wow, look at that stinger. I can't get over this. No, I wouldn't. I definitely would not want to be stung by that. That's just number two. Number three. When Zachary Taylor was president and he was speaking at Dolly Madison's funeral, he invented the term First Lady. Okay. Number four, Hawaii has the record for the highest low temperature and the lowest high temperature in the U.S. Its all-time low was 15 degrees, and its all-time high is 100. And then number five, Howard Johnson Hotels are a luxury brand in China.
Hello.
Hi. They're... All four- or five-star hotels. Howard Johnson, the Hojos. And those are your five random facts. Let's play the outro.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random facts.
It is the Mike Show. It's the, Wednesday? The Wednesday edition of the program. Coming up, we have sounds, and we are going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault, so stay tuned for that. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition, and that means Chris is joining us from the United Way of Central Virginia. It is Way Wednesday. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing well. It is. We are halfway through the year, at least the calendar year, but a lot of businesses and organizations have just started their fiscal year. That changes over in July. We're already July 2nd. And what does that mean for you and everybody else? Well, that means, campaign kickoff is right around the corner. So this is the time that a lot of businesses and organizations are planning their fundraising. What do you guys typically do, and how does that set up throughout, you know, between now and, let's say, September?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, as you mentioned, for us, this is not really so much the middle of the year as the beginning of the year. This is the second day of our both fiscal year and what we call the campaign year. This is where we start tracking the dollars from for what we allocate out into the community. So, yeah, our campaign kickoff, our official campaign kickoff, won't be until about September. So it's still a few more months until that really kind of intensive period of the campaign kicks off. But we're already starting to count what comes in now towards that goal for this year. We're going to have a lot of different businesses around town, mostly in that sort of September, October timeframe, getting rolling with the workplace campaigns, raising dollars among their workforce there. And that will be an effort across a lot of town. So I'm really looking forward to that. We're recruiting new ones right now, as well as reaching out to folks who've been doing it for a really long time.
And speaking of fundraisers and things that you guys do throughout the year to raise money for the United Way of Central Virginia and your partner agencies and the programs that you fund, Hill City Slide is coming back for year two. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So for anybody who didn't make it downtown last year or hear about it last year, we had a fantastic event in the Hill City Slide, which was a 700-foot water slide, went down Church Street right there in front of the YMCA and the Armory building downtown. And right there on the street, we had a 700-foot water slide that you could go down on that really big hill. It was so much fun, really great time, and we had wonderful weather for it. So we brought it back again this year. Made some tweaks, some adjustments to make it even better. So this year, it's going to be 3 days of sliding instead of just two. It's going to have some nighttime shifts. So you can go and shift and slide the water slide at nighttime as well. And, you know, probably also some food trucks and things like that. Other small additions to make the event even better this year.
Yep. Now, I understand. I understand, Chris, there's going to be an adult-only slide time period. And you guys are looking at doing that on Friday evening, August 22nd.
Yes, absolutely. Adult only during that time frame. The event is, of course, very family friendly and very popular with children. But we thought that that might be appealing to some of the folks who don't have kids or perhaps just want to take a break from the kids and go have a good time for one of those evening shifts. Yep. So the evening shifts and all the other shifts, they're about 2 hours long. So you have plenty of time in there to slide. I know from last year, I think most people had about half that time, and some really dedicated folks had the whole time in them for the 2 hours. But it's plenty of time to go up and down the slide as much as you want.
Well, and I know our daughter, she slid about 100 times.
Yes. Yeah, there are certainly those overachievers.
Well, Hill City Slide takes place. It starts on Friday, August 22nd in the evening, runs through Sunday, August 24th. So you've got 3 great days to enjoy Hill City Slide. And get your time slots. Register now. Don't wait. Certainly, you know, there may be tickets available on day of, but reserve your time slots now so that they don't sell out. If you go to hillcityslide.com, you can learn more. You can reserve your time slot. It's a huge, huge undertaking, and it's a lot of fun. The water slide, as Chris mentioned, is set up from the top of the hill on Church Street, right past the YMCA, goes all the way down Church Street to the Armory. And it was big fun last year. And there's only because you do it in time slots. Don't be concerned that there's going to be 2,000 people downtown. There might be 2,000 people or more over 3 days, but each one of those time slots, there's only maybe about 200, 250 or so folks that will actually be there. So parking, not really an issue. Plenty of parking, plenty of things to do, and we look forward to seeing you at Hill City Slide.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to have you all down. When you go down and slide, your wristband's going to come with some other benefits and discounts to some local businesses around town, so you can really make a day out of it. It is, I think, going to be one of the events of the summer, as it was last year.
Absolutely. Again, learn more at hillcityslide.com. And if you want to learn more about the United Way of Central Virginia, go to unitedwaycv.org. And all the funds that are raised through fundraisers like this and your upcoming campaign, that goes to benefit your partner agencies and your programs. Tell folks briefly about that real quick.
Yeah, absolutely. So United Way is an organization which is here really to support the whole community. We focus on what we call our four pillars of health, education, financial stability, and basic human needs. The United Way fundraises across the course of the year and then allocates the funds that have been raised across various programs here in the area that achieve one of those four goals. Last year, we just got the stats in fairly recently, and in the past year, all the programs, it's about 34 different programs that we funded through this, and those programs ultimately affected or assisted 1 in 6 people in the region, about a little over 46,000 folks. So it's really impactful work. It's a really great effort in the community here that brings in money to support doing good.
And with it's all within our area, Lynchburg and the surrounding counties. And with those statistics, 1 in 6 people, there has got to be a lot of folks that you know that have been benefited by the United Way programs and the United Way's fundraising arm. And it's just staggering to think that many people have been positively impacted by your organization.
Yeah, it really is. And I'm glad that you pointed out the local scope of it as well. United Way is a national brand, and many people know it as a national brand, but it is ultimately a local organization. We are the United Way of Central Virginia. We are funding organizations that are based and operating in Central Virginia.
Yeah.
So even if we're giving to, for instance, say the Red Cross, which is another national organization, what we're donating to is what they're doing here in the area.
That's fantastic. And if you make a donation, you can earmark those funds to go to a specific program or a specific partner agency. And one other thing that I'd like to point out, because I've been working with United Way for so long, the basic operating costs and things like your staffing and your light bill and things at the United Way, that does not come from donations that are raised to support the programs and the partner agencies. There are separate fundraising things that you do and different corporate partners to help support that effort.
Yeah, and particularly those corporate partners is a really, really big and important part of that. In fact, it's the majority of that. is we have what we call our corporate keystone partners. And these are businesses around town which fund our overhead. So the donations from individuals and other businesses can be coming through without needing to have anything kind of taken out of it to cover overhead or anything like that. So in particular, we have some of our larger partners like Framatome, BDXT, Genworth, some of those other big names here in town, Bank of the James, Berglund Toyota. All of those are contributing annually to help the United Way's mission in a really kind of big and strategic way.
That's very cool information. Again, you can learn more at unitedwaycv.org if you'd like to donate, and if you'd like to volunteer at any of the events that are held and other things that you guys do throughout the year, you can certainly volunteer there as well. Chris, thank you so much for taking some time this morning.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
Absolutely, it is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition coming up. A little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
And now, Ballad Through the Beers, 1969. Man Walks on the Moon. Afterwards, Neil Armstrong and Edwin Buzz Aldrin enjoyed a cold, refreshing Ballad beer. Sorry, that didn't happen. But you can enjoy Ballad beer by visiting their tap room in Danville, Virginia, or picking up a Ballad wherever they sell great beers. Ballad Brewing, Danville, Virginia.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio. For your ear holes, I think you'll like it. All right, so, neighbor haters, cat scat fever, and unicorn puke are all real names of fireworks available for the 4th of July. Hey, Alexa, what are some other fireworks that we can buy?
Happy 4th of July. I've detected fireworks with names that sound completely made up, but somehow they are real. Like exploding unicorn glitter, angry beaver fountain, screaming monkey butt, psycho ex-girlfriend, Sasquatch tacos, Andy always classy, meth lab madness. Just a reminder, none of these are alcoholic beverages, so please stop trying to drink them. Enjoy your celebrations responsibly. Mm-hmm. Also, your neighbor Gary is already missing an eyebrow.
All right, let's go to viral videos. A woman posted on her dating app profile that she wanted potential suitors to give her their best impersonation of actor Tim Allen's grunts from the show Home Improvement. She says the guy's making the sound, or she says the guy's making the sound, it's better than dating. Here are some of them.
That was terrible.
That's terrible. All right. Let's see. We did that. We did that. Oh, okay. So we should have done this one around the same time that we asked Alexa, because the boot came out with an insane list of some of the most ridiculous fireworks names out there for the 4th of July. And as we mentioned, some of those. But here is Joe Dirt talking about...
So you're going to tell me that you don't have no black cats, no Roman candles or screaming memes? You don't got no lady fingers, buzz buttles, snicker bombs, church burners, finger blasters, gut busters, zippity doodahs, or crap flappers? You're going to stand there and tell me you don't have no whistling bungholes, no spleen splitters, whisker biscuits, honky lighters, hoosker doos, hoosker don'ts, cherry bombs, nips and dazers, with or without the scooter stick, or one single whistling kitty chaser?
Nope, not at all. 7-Eleven's free Slurpee Day is less than 10 days away on July 11th, 7-Eleven. This year, though, you don't just get a free Slurpee on that day. You can also get a coupon to get an additional free Slurpee if used before the end of the month.
Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven. Oh, thank heaven. Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven.
Yep. Let's see. Skip that. Okay, let's do this. Green Day has a tradition of bringing someone on stage, handing them a guitar, and letting them play along on Good Riddance. Well, it backfired in Luxembourg when a guy began strumming this. By the way, that was Wonderwall by Oasis. And Billy Joe Armstrong quickly took the guitar back. Liam Gallagher reposted the clip and said, best song of the night. Let's see, what else? What do we got? Comedian? Yeah. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. Today is no exception. Comedian Dimitri Martin jumping around with various topics.
A drunk driver is very dangerous. Everybody knows that. But so is a drunk backseat driver if he's persuasive. Dude, make a left. Those are trees. Trust me. To me, swimming is a confusing sport. Because sometimes you do it for fun, but then other times you do it to not die. And when I'm swimming, sometimes I don't know which one it is. I gotta go by the outfit. Pants. Uh-oh. Bathing suit. Okay. Naked. We'll see. I was making pancakes the other day, and a fly flew into the kitchen. And that's when I realized that a spatula is a lot like a fly swatter. And a crushed fly is a lot like a blueberry. And a roommate is a lot like a fly eater.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly, but firmly and vigorously grab the handle. And go ahead, give it a tug. Give it several. There we go. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid to wrap up the show, and then we've got your stupid criminals, and I said that, and we're going to wrap up the show after the good news. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
Why Earthright? Because we're not just solar. We're roofing, energy efficiency, battery backup. We're your home energy partner from top to bottom. You don't need five different contractors. You need one team that gets the big picture and knows how to save you the most money long term. That's Earthright. Local, experienced, and here to make it easy.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Da News. Some idiot in Northern California got pulled over on Sunday after police saw him swerving around on the road, and they knew he might be drunk when they looked in his car, and it was loaded with empty beer cans. Here, let's take a look. Look at that. Yep. Police lined all the empty beer cans up on the hood of his vehicle and took a picture, shared it on social media. They spotted an open can of Bud Light in his cup holder. Then they found more than 70 empty cans of Bud Light floating around his SUV. They lined them all up, as you can see there on the Facebook Live broadcast. We count 73. And seven of them are 25-ounce tall boys. They breathalyzed him. He was more than three times the legal limit. They arrested him for drunk driving and driving on a suspended license. It turns out he was suspended because of another recent DUI charge. Okay. Oh, do we have sound on this? Oh, here we go.
This bus for all that you do.
Shut up. This one. What else? Oh, we have one more. A highway in Maryland was backed up after a massive wind turbine fell off a truck and blocked several lanes of traffic. Here's a trucker and witness talking about the wind turbine.
I didn't know what it was at first, but here for you guys, that thing was huge when I saw it go by. And sometimes you need to shut down parts of the roads and highways to move that thing. I don't know how something like that could happen.
Yep. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Let's do this. Oh, man, there's two. Now we're going to do this one. A Humane Society volunteer in Hawaii posted a video of a 10-year-old dog named Princess who'd been waiting to get adopted for over 2 years, and now she's got her fairy tale ending. They went through a Starbucks drive-thru to get a pup cup, and the video went viral. After 791 days, she finally got adopted. Here's some of the video.
So I'm here with Miss Princess Tip Tabs, who's been looking for a home for 775 days. She is a sweet 10-year-old senior. And we are going to go get a pup cup. Princess, you like a pup cup?
Okay, Princess. I'll give you some.
Oh,
snackies? Yeah.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. Here, check this out. On the Facebook Live video, you'll be able to watch the video. On the audio, you'll just hear the music playing. It is all the information that you need about the United Way's Hill City Slide coming in August. Visit hillcityslide.com for more information and to get your tickets and to reserve your time slot. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.